Blog Talk Radio.
Jetty Osman will come in. LeBron James congratulating some of the Warriors, and we'll get a standing ovation here at Quicken Loans Arena.
Like poop all over his predecessor, or who he's coming in after. But I'm quite sure that Jay Chris has a great question about that. Jay Chris, we talked on air, well, off air yesterday during our gaming time. You had a question you wanted to ask Wally about the Lakers and will he stop liking a certain individual if something happens. What was that question?
Yes, Wally. I would like to know if LeBron James has a chance to win the game and shoot the air ball, misses a shot to go on to the finals to play whoever, or going to the next level of the playoffs and play like the Warriors to be able to knock them off. Will you hate LeBron James the way you hate Kobe Bryant?
Nah, I wouldn't, because it wouldn't be a selfish shot. Put it that way. Other one, you know, you had other guys.
I'm not even going to get into
you
it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They had other guys. If you're going to use they had other guys on that team that you're referring to, that game that just took that shot, not the dude who did take the shot. That's neither.
You know,
let me ask, but yeah, I like it. That's a good question, though, man. That's a good question.
This has always been a question of mine, right? Or, like, well, you're playing ball, right? You play ball, rec league, whatever you want to refer to it as.
Yeah.
Don't every person out there think they're the man just because? So, if the game's on the line and the ball comes and bounding to you, right? Right. You're down by one. If you don't hit this, you know, whatever the case may be in the game. Are you going to hate your teammates forever because it's your job? You are programmed, at least, you know, non-millennials like us, right? We're programmed to believe we're the man just because, right? It doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
So you get that final rec league shock, bad knees or not, bad day or not. Are you not going to take the shot? So how can you really blame Kobe for being Kobe? We all dream of doing as children.
No, I think it's a difference of taking a shot that, you know, that you get that open shot, that open look, that's not forced. So if you got a situation where somebody's a hot man and you see him to your right, he's open, like the hot dude. Like, say Reggie Miller's on fire. And I still feel like I'm a pro and I can shoot.
What Reggie Miller was on that Lakers team? We'll talk about that another
day. No. Oh, well, Nick Van Exel, well, we got one of the most clutch. No, at that time, that era, Nick Van Exel wasn't Reggie. That is one of the most clutch people in the NBA at that given time. Like, Nick Van Exel was one of the more clutch players in the NBA at that time. Now, forget being a star, but I'm saying a clutch. Like, Nick was clutch back then. You got a young dude out of high school taking shots over Nick Van Exel, who was clutch and was making big shots for the Lakers all year that season.
Okay. Well, guys, the particulars, 347-637-3850. @Soul5Nine. Make sure you follow us on Twitter by the namesake. We are the Soul in Sports, S-O-U-L, capital letter in Sports, and also follow us on 1340 AM Fox Sports. You can follow yours truly by my namesake. I am loud. I speak loud. And fellas, frankly, at nighttime, if you're in the boudoir and you don't make her loud, that is your fault, Mike Knox. And also, make sure you follow my social media producer, the icon, the Ayatollah of rock and rollers, the show, the pros, icons, and all those names I just gave. Listen to King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter. And today, like I said, let's start off right here. And I'm going to start off with the Laker fan. No, I'm not. Why would I start with the Laker fan? There's not an often time, or there has not been times often where I spoke to Wally Wow, okay, from the DMV, despite what they feel about Baltimore, that I feel that he couldn't give me an honest assessment. Maybe when it came to, like, trolling me, right, about, you know, Bud Crawford, but I really believe that's to be honest. But today, when it comes to Lakers talking LeBron, I don't think he can speak clearly. The same way that I had to forcefully to admit that when it came to the Cubs during that championship year, you couldn't tell me nothing. So I'm not going to start with Wally because we already know his response. He, right now, he's like a teenage adolescent looking at boobs for the first time without the scrambled television. Right? Remember the first time you actually saw a boob without the scramble? It was like amazing. Like Weird Science is one of my favorite movies of all time because I saw Killer LeBrock's boobs. That's Wally right now. You're hearing him, right? You're hearing him. So true. So true. So, Jay Chris, the king.
He just, you know, news comes out that they just got Rondo. Maybe they're still trying to get Boogie. I mean, people are going to come to L.A. now to play with
Rondo. I didn't see the Rondo thing officially drop anywhere yet. So,
I'm seeing a lot of people say it. I don't know if it's rumor. I'm seeing a lot of people say
it. If Woj tweeted it, it's pretty much confirmed.
I didn't see Rose tweet it.
He did tweet it. Woj is the one who broke it. He's the one who tweeted
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on Twitter.
So, you know, we're looking at you know, an opportunity for, they're a lot closer to winning the championship in L.A. Now, will he win one this year? That's, you know, time will tell. Probably not. It all depends on what ends up coming there, okay? With the buyout in OKC, where they're talking about a buyout in OKC of Carmelo Anthony, you know, could Carmelo Anthony end up in L.A.? We don't know. But
Black Sports Online is saying he's setting it up to happen that way.
It could very well happen that way. I mean, it's kind of falling into place. But then, you know, you got to think about the future. Yeah, I don't think LA's thinking about this year. Okay, I still think the Warriors are the dominant dog in the East. The alpha dog in the West. Got to think about next year with Kawhi, you know, having 1 year left on his deal and still wanting to go to LA and probably will not get traded to LA. I'm doubting Kawhi signs an extension anywhere and ends up in L.A. next year, okay? And you got other guys that could end up in L.A., you know.
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler's a free agent next year, okay? So you got a lot of guys that could end up in L.A. next year to play with LeBron. You know, they want to chase that ring. That Jimmy Butler's not going to catch the flack that other guys caught for chasing the ring, okay? Klay Thompson already has the ring, so him chasing ain't going to happen. This is more of a business move, in my opinion, for LeBron as far as post-basketball. And he very well could end up playing basketball with his son in the league at the same time. That would be amazing. I think that would be something amazing. Now, will they win a championship? Maybe in 2 years. Okay, that's what I'm saying, in 2 years. I don't know if Kevin...
Semantics, I'm going to tell you why it can't be. It's LeBron James. He's already the biggest athlete in the world, next to, right, you know what I'm saying? So wherever he goes, you made up a couple shows ago about Milwaukee. The media would have been all crazy in Milwaukee. I get it, LA, now you're going to have Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight and Vogue, man. Those guys were kind of following him anyway. I get what you're saying in the scheme that it's going to be 10 times bigger. No, bigger, of course, it's LA. Everything's bigger in LA. But let me ask you this question as Micah joins the program. You guys, Micah said to us, and it's been, you know, you said Rose tweeted it out. Now Rondo to Los Angeles, Lance Stevenson to Los, to me, which is the greatest move ever, because I can't wait to see Lance Stevenson and LeBron James in the basketball court at the same goddamn time. I'm sorry. Lance Stevenson, he's the only person that's never been afraid of LeBron James to me before the young boy Jaylen Brown came. So I think that's dope. But looking at the team as it's being constructed right now, right, I think adding JaVale McGee is really, really good. I think he learned how to play in Golden State. I think LeBron James can make him that much better with how LeBron and These guards now
Rondo.
Around him being Rondo and Ball, passing him the ball makes him that much better. He can be a poor man Tyson Chandler. Remember those few years of Tyson Chandler when he finally started playing ball better? I think they're great. But actually, this question, where does Rondo fit with this team? He's known to be a starter. Is Rondo going to come off the bench when LaVar Ball seemingly is the point guard of this basketball team? And with those two guards and LeBron James, checking Lex Stevenson out, because I think he's crazy enough but smart enough to know how to play without the ball. But those other three guys command the ball, LeBron, Rondo especially, and Ball especially. I don't see how that works when I heard the news about Rondo. I don't see now you're picking up a lesser point guard maybe, but Rondo for LeBron still? I'm trying to figure out in my mind how does that work out of what I've known from Rajon Rondo.
Actually, and I'm not a big Rondo fan, but actually it works perfectly. You got guys who are but if you look at the two strong teams in the conference, Philadelphia and Boston. But I'm interested to see what Boston's going to do anyway, knowing that, you know, this whole Kyrie Irving situation, with Kyrie not really saying that he wants to sign with this team in the long run. He hasn't really put it out there. It seems like he's kind
of a lot of signs
elsewhere.
To New York. Right,
you know
a lot
what
of
man?
Signs to New York.
To New York. So, you know, that too. But when we're looking at two talented teams. Yeah, I'm going to go with Boston and Philly. Those are the two teams I think that can represent the East. But a lot of things have to come to fruition. Like Ben Simmons is going to have to, you know, improve on his game and start knocking down the mid-range jump.
Isn't that what we expect, though? Don't we expect that out of Mackey from basketball?
No,
like, they're all ripping that he can't shoot.
I don't do that hate. Yeah, I don't do this whole hate thing that people try to do. Like, he's a phenomenal talent. Like, one you got to – this is how I look at somebody like Ben Simmons. It shows you how good he is that he don't have a jump shot and he still impacts the game. And to a point where he can get you 25, you know what I mean, without a jump shot. And that means you have to set, like, you can sag on him and he can still get to the basket. So, like, Ben Simmons will be okay. Like, he'll get a shot. Like, I don't look at that as something that Ben Simmons can't get. Like, a three ball, probably not. But a jump shot, like a mid-range in-between shot, I'm cool with saying that. I feel like Ben Simmons can get that type of shot. And then you got Markelle Fultz. Regardless of what people think, I mean, still is a talent. He still got to get himself situated health-wise and mentally. But from all the reports I hear and how he looks, that if he gets to look the way that, you know, if he comes to the season playing to the way he can play, adding that, not that he has to be a superstar, but adding that to a 76ers team with a Saric and whatnot, they still are able and good enough to compete with anybody in the NBA, East or West, and the same thing with Boston. So, yeah, those two teams are representing the East. I don't look at Toronto because I think Toronto is too premature. They lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers when LeBron was doing some Superman type of stuff. So they really jumped the gun in firing Casey. I think Casey's in Detroit. Am I correct? Casey in Detroit. I think Detroit's going to be an improved team. That's a team that you're going to have
with the Milwaukee Bucks. Okay, who was another big part of that winning streak that elevated the Sixers into the third spot in the Eastern Conference. So you have, I think everything was done draft night when you say the trade of Mikal Bridges for Zaire Smith. I think all that was done to make some
Kawhi,
type of move
for
Kawhi,
right.
And Paul George, a LeBron James. And really, you know, those things didn't come to fruition. So technically what you have to do now is you have to re-sign J.J. Redick if you're the Sixers.
You have to. It's a mandatory.
You have to re-sign J.J. Redick. Now you really don't have any shooter because you can't have a guy. You can't depend on Covington. We saw that. You can't depend on the shoot because he's some timing. And then, you know, until Ben Simmons develops a jump shot, which, I got to agree with Micah partway. You know, this kid is partway a Kardashian, so he's part of his game is not going to be escalated. And hopefully, you know, it's not his jump shot. I hope he develops a jump shot over the summer, but it's going to take time. You know, you can't depend on Ben Simmons basically being as young as he is to step up the way he needs to step up for the Sixers to take over the East. And then, you know, we're hoping – the Sixers are hoping, but they're not sure yet. Okay, he's not playing summer league ball, which I really think he should. But it's you know he's working
Wally
with a trainer now.
Wally just put that JJ re-signed, FYI.
JJ just JJ Redick re-signed. Okay, well that's good. I am happy about that. As a Sixers fan, I'm happy about that. That needed to happen. Wiley, if you get a chance, you know, let us know what the terms of that contract are. Because I would still like to know.
You do.
Another one.
Did he get another $20 million? Did he get another $20 million for one?
Nah. I think it was like 12. I think it was like 12. He got a 1 year deal. $12 million. Yeah, $12 million. It was $12 million.
$12 million. Okay, so they still have room. Some legitimate pieces out there. There aren't.
I think this helps his legacy for the media, and it's against the media at the same time because the media, for what it's worth, don't want him to be better than Michael Jordan. But it's also him going to the Lakers. If Michael Jordan would have went to the Lakers and won, then there'd have been absolutely no question. If Michael Jordan was a Laker and won 6 championships and lost 0, it'd have been not even, no matter what LeBron did, he'd have been the best player ever. But LeBron has a gripe, or his fans do. But Kobe fans, which I believe you were, and LeBron fans now have to cheer for the same team, Nick. I asked you 2 questions, answer one.
Okay, so I'll answer the question of his legacy. And to be honest, like, we could debate about the legacy thing all day. But the fact that you got swept in the finals twice, regardless of the team you had around, no matter who you faced, and you played in the Eastern Conference that hasn't been so, let's just say, competitive in your era, which you can't control. Going to the Lakers gives – I actually give them a little bit of props. The only reason why is because you're going to a Western Conference now. That is a gauntlet from 1 to 10 at least. 11 teams can make the playoffs every year. And you know a good couple of teams are going to miss the playoffs already. Now let's prove that. Now let's see what you do against the best in the league in the playoffs. Now, I'm not down to LeBron that can't get that done. But it just shows me that, okay, you got some cojones after all. Because he could have easily stayed in the Eastern Conference and could have easily got tripped to the finals every year again. So I give him some props to go actually go to L.A., even though it's been done before by other stars. That being said, yeah, I mean, the splash effect, I don't even really think he was looking for, so to speak. But like I said before, the whole move was for him to think about after post-basketball life, thinking about the billionaire status, thinking about all the movies that he could do later on and all the stuff he could do after his career is over, regardless if he'll be better than Jordan by most people or not. I think that's what he's really thinking about now.
The team that they had prior to the trading deadline, right? First of all, going into the season, everybody thought they had a great team, even without Kyrie. They thought they could still get
better. Yeah,
and then when it didn't work,
it
was they're old, they're this, and they're that. And they're the media way. I swear on my mother, may she rest in peace, I got into radio because I got tired of how the media will change every. I seen a clip of that. I don't know who this guy was. If I remember his name, I don't give out people names. I would act this guy. He made this video of how many times Skip Bayless flip flopped on the things he said on air about this player or that player. I may be a lot of things, as Coach Boone would say, I may be one mean cuss, but I'm the same mean cuss to everybody. I don't change my stripes. Okay, and the media made it believable that he had a team to win. And then when he didn't win, said how the team was trash. That's why Kyrie left that team. That's why Kyrie left that team. And that's probably why Paul George didn't want to be there either. If they lose with Paul George, it ain't LeBron's fault. It's never LeBron's fault. It's the fact that he didn't have a team. And if Mike had that team, would Mike win too? If that was Kobe's team, that's all you ever hear when LeBron don't win. It's like he don't have no team.
Hold on. When they made those moves in the trade deadline,
not to my
when they made those,
the majority.
When they made those moves at the trade deadline, what was said by me was, I think they made the move that's going to get them back to the championship.
You were Notre Dame. You're the Mitten. That's what you're here for. Eastern Maryland sure ain't. They didn't waste money upon your money that you spent there and you and Wally. That's why you're a part of the Soul and Sports on Fox Sports. And you have new Twitch Radio, not just being a radio program, but also a gaming channel now. You got Urban Sports Team, not just being Urban Sports Team, but being your resident and everything. This is big things popping, homie. Okay, what my man Ace Boogie say, we all can eat, B. Okay, but the media don't want you to eat, B. The
last 2 seasons.
Carried?
This is true.
Carried.
Yeah, this is true.
Carried.
The last 2. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's true. The last 2 years. Dwayne Wade was carrying it when they lost to Dallas. He was doing his thing as Dallas. But, yeah, when they lost to Dallas, Dwayne Wade was the one we're putting in that work. But
Jamal
that,
Crawford
yeah.
is meeting with the Philadelphia 76ers as we speak, reportedly ready to sign a four-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yo, Jamal Crawford has been in the league like 28 years, man.
Jamal
hey,
Crawford,
man,
and he's only like 27 years old.
He was drafted
no,
by the
that boy like 35.
That boy is old. He is definitely old.
But he's old. He's old, but his game hasn't gotten old yet. Like he's
no,
he's,
no,
he's
it hasn't,
defying
man.
To the time. It's crazy.
Yeah,
he's defying time.
Because he's skilled. He's so skilled. Like, he is so skilled.
Let's talk about this real fast, guys, so we got to hear him getting the best of the worst of the weekend and some summer movies. Paul George, real fast, guys, your thoughts. Is he a punk for not going to L.A., Wally? Did he make the best basketball decision, do you think? What's your thoughts on Paul George?
I don't think it's the best basketball. I mean, I don't think it's the best basketball decision in terms of winning games, but I think it's the best basketball decision for him in terms of you know, being, I feel like being more popular in the NBA, I think that him being with Westbrook is easier to say 1A, 1B, or whatever you want to call it. I think that's an easier round for him to be like that dude. So I think in terms of him individually, it's a good move. I don't knock it. I don't hate on it. He likes playing with Westbrook, obviously. He loves playing OKC, so I don't knock him not wanting to go to L.A. I think a lot of people get overly into, oh, you got to go here. Like, oh, LeBron's coming here, or you're L.A., you got to go to L.A. He likes playing at OKC. They,
but didn't
they,
we know,
they
didn't
worked
we think
around.
For 2 years also he was going there? Does that not
Yeah, I thought
speak?
He was coming to L.A. too.
Is,
was,
is that
was,
more about
yeah,
Westbrook? Is he comfortable?
Well, I mean, does that too? And also, to be honest with you, he likes Westbrook, and he likes what Billy Donovan's doing. And to be real with you, compared to what's going on with Melo and OKC, they've worked around Paul George to make sure he's fit in. Like, you know what I mean? Like, him and Westbrook, they run offense between for
that year, right? 2008, that's 10 years ago. So summer really starts in what, June or the end of May? Which one to go? End of May or June?
I would say June.
I say June. So you had Kung Fu Panda. You had Don't Mess With the Zohan, The Happening, Get Smart, The Incredible Hulk, Pixar's Wall-E, Wanted came out, Hancock, again, Will Smith. If you want to be Will Smith numbers, I don't think I have enough summers left, as he said in his glorious hip-hop rhyme he dropped. Hellboy 2, The Dark Knight came out 10 years ago, July 18th. Step Brothers, The Mummy, The X-Files. Oh, I remember how big that was. These movies are way bigger. The Clone Wars came out. So alone, you put Hancock, you put The Mummy, you put X-Files, you put The Dark Knight, The Incredible Hulk, and that's talking about what the movie was, what it, you know, what you thought it was going to be. That's a big summer blockbuster. You don't get that now at all, J. Chris. Like, Ant-Man and Wasp is the biggest movie?
Yeah. That's...
Jurassic Park.
Like
Jurassic
I was saying.
Park?
Well, see, Jurassic Park probably should be. It should have a lot more fanfare because Jurassic Park came out, the Jurassic World, I think it was, came out 3 years ago. I think that was one of my wife and I's first dates, actually, when we went to Atlantic City to see that.
I remember that.
At one of them, what's some theaters? IMAX, at the IMAX theater.
IMAX theater.
Which made me like the movie. You know, most people didn't like the movie. I saw the IMAX, though. It made me like the movie. But, you're really not – like, Jurassic Park is definitely a summertime movie, and it's supposed to be big. But I think the luster of Jurassic Park has definitely worn off, you know, with these new movies. Jurassic Park was a big deal when it first came – the first one came out because we never saw anything like that anymore. I mean,
right.
We saw King Kong and Godzilla and stuff like that. But now – It's not as amazing to us now because we've seen so many things that have.
I'm with Vaughn, man. That kid annoys me. He annoys me. He annoys bejesus out of me. I know he's a fictional character, but he annoys me. Everything about him annoys me. I don't care if he has a plan or a motive, because the issue is that, you know, his sister died. Do that on another time. Don't fake that. That's her moment.
That
somewhere else.
That was to be crazy, him to fake the tears. I knew he was faking too. I really did.
Yeah, I knew he was
and
faking.
To do that,
yeah,
and to do that to Ghost of all people, they had him. I for me, my worst of the week.
I was mad. That sucker running.
It would be Dre.
Like
I'm sorry. I think Dre's the bigger sucker here. Dre's the bigger sucker. Like, you are absolutely a peon. You are a punk. You were a poo putt. You have fear. You have duty in your pants. for Canaan. And now all of a sudden, now you got the big marbles that, you know, be with the cartel and throw this cart around, showing up like a Skeletor.
Hey, that's all the tough guys.
Showing up
tough,
like
they
you.
Know they got the tough guys around them. That's it.
What's my man's name? He came in that joint like he was Red Skull in the Avengers with the hood on. Like, come on, man. Come on. Listen, we're going to get up out of here, y'all. Now wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. We out of here, y'all. Peace. Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. See ya.
This is the soulless voice.